Now, secondly, the episode or teaching of what I have called subjective and objective refuge. This episode, this teaching, took place or was given at the village of Beluva. The Buddha and the monks who were accompanying him spent the rainy season in this place, in this village. As you know, the Buddha and his disciples, his bhikkhu disciples, they spent 8 or 9 months of the year wandering from place to place, and then, for the duration of the rainy season, they settled. They stayed in one place. So on this occasion, they interrupted their travels. They stayed for the 3 months of the rainy season, at the village at Beluva. And while they were staying there, perhaps because it was the rainy season, the Buddha became very, very ill. But he thought that it wouldn't be right for him to pass away without addressing the disciples and without taking, so to speak, leave of the order. So by a strong effort of will, we are told, he suppressed his sickness. He recovered. And of course, he'd been staying all this time in what's called a vihara, but we mustn't imagine a magnificent monastery. It's a lodging, probably just a little cottage, maybe with no more than one room. He'd been staying there. So after his recovery from his illness, he came out from this vihara, from this little one or perhaps two-roomed cottage, and he sat down outside in the shade thrown by that little building. And as he was sitting there, perhaps just enjoying, I think we can say that the Buddha would enjoy the fresh air, perhaps the sunshine. Ananda came to him. And Ananda was quite disturbed by the thought of the Buddha's possible passing away. So the Buddha took advantage of the opportunity to make certain points and to give certain exhortations. And it's with one of these exhortations that we're concerned this evening. The Buddha says, in the words of the actual scripture, "Therefore, in this regard, Ananda, abide self-reliant, or atadipa, taking refuge in yourselves, not taking refuge in others. Reliant on the Dhamma, taking refuge in the Dhamma, not taking refuge in another." This is the Buddha's exhortation. This is the Buddha's statement. But there seems to be a sort of, if one may say so, contradiction here. On the one hand, one is asked to take refuge in self. On the other hand, one is asked to take refuge in the Dhamma. In the one case, one has what I call subjective refuge. In the other, what I call objective refuge. And the passage which immediately follows does not help us very much. Here, the Buddha simply says that one takes refuge in the self and in the Dhamma by the practice of the 4 foundations of mindfulness, the 4 satipatthanas, that is to say, mindfulness of the body, the physical body, mindfulness of sensations, mindfulness of thoughts, and mindfulness of Dhammas, that is to say, mindfulness of, it can be mental objects or doctrinal categories of realities. And in this way, apparently, these subjective and objective refuges are to be reconciled. But we can go further than this. We can go deeper than this. We can say that subjective refuge represents thinking of spiritual life in terms of personal development, or if you like, of individual development. An objective refuge represents thinking of spiritual life in terms of devotion to a supremely worthwhile object. And we have to hold these two in balance. we have to have both. In the FWBO, the balance is probably tilted in favour of the subjective refuge, though I think that this has started to change. We tend to think in terms of something being good for one's personal development, even for one's spiritual development, in a rather precious sort of way. We tend rather to ignore the needs of the objective situation. One hears, for instance, of people not attending council meetings because they didn't feel in an organizational mood that morning, so that it was not good for them to go. Going would have been detrimental to their spiritual development. However, as I've said, this has started changing, and people's approach is beginning to be rather more balanced, and more weight is being given to the needs of the objective situation. More weight is being given to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. More weight is being given to other people.